It isn't easy for Frosty Westering to get around these days. The coach of the PLU Lutes is in need of back surgery, has two artificial hips, walks with a cane, and can't stand for more than a few minutes at a time. During games, he hauls an adjustable stool up and down the sidelines so he can sit in between huddling with assistant coaches and players. But what he lacks in agility, the 75-year-old more than makes up for in enthusiasm. His Attaway cheers, as in Attaway to go, are legendary. Players get them, fans get them. He's even been known to give a cheer for Mount Rainier. A key tenet of his approach seems to be have fun. He's stopped practices for ice cream breaks and sing-alongs. Frosty Westering tells his players that the final win or loss on the scoreboard is not what they should focus on.
So many people have this war model of competition, and when you win, you're number one, and when you lose, you're nothing. So it's a number one or no one game, and that's really too bad, because even though you don't win on a scoreboard, you do a lot of great things in a competitive experience.
Really working as a team is what's important, he says.
We're all in this together as family, and some of us play and some of us don't play, but the key is being together and bringing out the best in each other.
Football players such as Jackson Bevins say Frosty's approach is what attracted them.
I mean, I didn't even play football in high school, but there's just so much love with the program here. I want to be a part of it, and it's just a big family.
Seattle Times sports writer and columnist Les Carpenter wrote a feature about the PLU Lutes earlier this year. He recalls his first team meeting.
I thought this was the craziest group of people I'd ever been around in my life when he's introducing me to the team, and they're all sitting there doing their little, out of way. I'm kind of just looking around thinking, well, who are these people?
He says the football he watched was equally unusual. Frosty, he says, relied on gimmicks and trick plays to keep the other team, which was physically stronger, off guard.
And here's these plays out of Sandlot football, things you do in your backyard with your friends, and they're out doing them on the field. But it worked.
And it has worked, year in and year out. In September, Frosty Westering became only the 10th college football coach in history to win 300 games, including a Division III national championship. Another thing that struck the sports writer was that while a lot of colleges give lip service to team spirit,
this one really was a team. Everyone really truly believed every single thing they were doing.
Carpenter does say the type of program Frosty runs, while it works for a small school like PLU, wouldn't work at a big football school like Notre Dame or Nebraska, where the stakes are so high. As the time nears when Pacific Lutheran University's football team will have someone other than Frosty at its helm, fans trail the coach as if he were a celebrity. They ask for autographs and pictures.
To Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
Parents talk about what their children have learned from him, about lessons in dealing with loss and adversity, and that how you play in the game and in life is more important than if you win. Frank Lasalata is thinking about what Frosty has meant for his son, David.
He has matured to such a level and has become not only a son that I'm proud of, but a wonderful human being.
What an exciting college football game, huh?
The feelings are evident at the regular post-game gatherings Frosty calls Afterglow. On this evening, it's held in the PLU Fieldhouse. People spread blankets and picnic dinners out on the AstroTurf. Frosty sits on his adjustable stool and works the adoring crowd like an adept politician. The event, equal parts pep rally and family gathering, includes Attaway cheers, a rehash of the game, testimonials, and birthday celebrations. It's quintessential Frosty Westering, who peppers the evening with quotes from his book, Make the Big Time Where You Are.
Cast your bread upon the waters, it comes back with what? Strawberry jam, and boy, you guys are the strawberry jam, just big time.
Frosty says while he won't be coaching next year, you can't expect to see him cheering from the stands. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Tacoma.